Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Aleph in Meseches Kedushin, is the 1361st daf in Shas. We're going to pick up with the Mishnah on Nun Amud Beis as we head into the last stretch onto Bezras Hashem Asiyum in Seder Noshim. Our Mishnah is an important one. It's an important sugya in the sugyas of Noshim in Shas, and that is cases where a man is Mekadesh a woman and her daughter. That's how the Mishnah will start out. And that will get us into important sugya of Kedushin Mesurin Labia or Ein Mesurin Labia. In other words, does Kedushin take effect if Bia cannot be acted upon according to Dinei Torah? And that's going to be a Machlokas Abai and Rava on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. We're also going to give us the source that Kedushin does not take effect when a man marries a woman's daughter, his wife's daughter. What is the source? That will get back to last week's Parsha in Parshas Achrimos. Going on to Amud Beis, we will continue to have an analysis of Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labia and the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava of whether that is binding. And a lot of our analysis, of course, as always, is the challenge of sugyas in Yevamos, and that's what a lot of what we're going to discuss, Bezer Hashem, on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. So let's start from a solid point. The Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Mekadesh Isha Ubita. A man marries a woman and her daughter. O Isha Vachoso Ka'achas. In our introduction, we did not emphasize that the Mishnah is talking about where he does it simultaneously. How could you have two different Kedushin simultaneously? Rashi explains that he says, Hare Shteichem Mekudeshesli. Both of you are Mekudeshes. To me, Eina Mekudashos. Both. Doesn't say Mekudeshes, but Mekudashos. That's plural. Both of them are not married to him. Umaisa b'chamesh nashim. There is a story that there were five women. Ubahen shtei achayos, and there were two sisters amongst them. Velitkeit adam echa kilkala sheltenim, and man collected a bunch of dates. Vishelahen haisa, and it belonged to the women themselves. Vishel shvius haisa. There's also dates that were grown in Shvius. The Gemara will discuss, Rashi points out, what the variable of Shvius is going to introduce. Va'amar, and he said, Hare kulchem mekudeshesli b'kalkolazo, that all of you will be married to me with this basket. V'kibla achas man al yedei kulan. And one of them accepted it on behalf of all of them. Va'amru chachamim, and the chacham said, Ein achayos mekudeshos. The sisters, the Kedushin is not going to be binding. Gemara Nun Beis Amud Aleph is going to explain that because it was Shvius, it doesn't really belong to the women. Hence, it was Hefker, and the man will be able to be Mekadesh with it. The Chiddush, of course, is in the Mishnah, is that he's married to all of them except for the sisters. He can't be married to the sisters, as we learned in the Reisha, if you marry two arayos simultaneously, the Kedusha is not chal at all. There will be a further analysis on tomorrow's daf about this case of the Mishnah. We're going to focus in our Gemara, seven lines from the bottom, Nun Amud Beis, to the halacha of Mekadesh Isha Vebita. Asks the Gemara, Mino Ani Mili, what is the source that says that you're not married if you marry a woman and her daughter simultaneously? What's the source? That was yesterday's Parsha. At the end of Parsha's Achrimos, we have the prohibition of marrying one's wife's sister. Now, the simple reading of the Pasuk is you're not allowed to take a sister, Litzror. And that word Tzror means, from used in halachic parlance, as a Tzara. A Tzara is another wife, and it's not a joke, but as we saw in Yevamos, another wife is a tzara for the other. So you're not allowed to take a sister as a tzara. HaTorah amra b'sho shenasu tzaros zo lezu, lo yehlo likuchim afilu ba'achas mehem. Chazal here make a drasha, and it says, Isha lachosa lo sikach litzror. You can't take a woman, Chazal here are darshaning, and her sister, lo sikach. It doesn't take effect if you take them simultaneously. And therefore, it doesn't take effect the Kedushin at all. Amar le Rava, Rava asked, Ihachi, haynu d'chsiv v'nichrasu ha'nefashos ha'osaris bikerev amon. How are you then going to explain the next part of the pasuk? The next part of the pasuk says that those who violate this are over kares. Now, what's that case? That is if you marry her sister. Now, didn't we just say that the pasuk was talking about that you marry them simultaneously? So then, e kedushin lo tafsiba kares mi mechayev. How will you ever have a case of kares? Of course, the simple pshat, unlike the drush that we just had, was that if you're married to a woman, you can't take her sister. And if you do, you'll be chayev kares. But if we're going to read the pasuk, yishalach lasa lo sikach, then whenever you take the two of them simultaneously, the tzara doesn't take effect. It's a lo sikach. It doesn't get off the ground. So then, when will you ever have the case of kares? So you did something wrong, but you don't get kares. El amar Rava, kra b'zeh achar zeh. Rava says, no, you got to read the pasuk as follows. If you're married to a woman, then you can't marry her sister. So it's zeachar zeh. What Rava means by zeachar zeh means that the pasuk is not talking about a simultaneous kedushin. What we've called up until now the pashut pshat in the pasuk. Umasnisan kidarabba. And rather, our Mishnah is based on a different rule. It's not inferred from the pasuk as we had said above, but it's based on the rule of Rabba. The Amar Rabba, kol she'ena b'zachar zeh, anything that you're not allowed to marry them simultaneously, one after the other, like marrying a woman's sister after you're married to that woman as your wife, afilu b'bas achas, eino. If you attempt to do it at once, it won't take effect. In other words, this is Rabba's klal. Kol she'ena b'zeachar zeh, afilu b'bas achas eino. Says the Gemara, Gufa, let's analyze this statement. A Rabba, on the last line, Anun Amar Beis, Kol she'ena b'zeachar zeh, afilu b'bas achas eino. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye challenged that psak. Hamarbe b'maiser peirosav misukonim. Umasros mikukolim. We are now comparing the rule of kol she'eno b'zeachar zeh afilu b'bas achas eino to a totally different area of halacha, and that is to the halachos of meiser. This is a tosefta in demai that states that if a person takes off too much meiser, now the mitzvah of taking meiser is pshuto kimashmo, is to take off a tenth. What happens if he takes off more than a tenth? Now here we've got a problem. The halacha will, as the Tosefta states, say that we have the following phenomena. As we read, Hamar b'meiser peirusav misukanim. On the one hand, that which was tevel is now misukan. However, meiser is mikukolin. You're not supposed to take off more than a tenth. So the area that was more than a tenth that you took off now has appropriate meiser mixed up with inappropriate meiser, which is still tevel. So the halacha is complicated. In terms of hilchos meiser, is what we do with that other area of meiser that was too much. We don't have to solve that problem right now, but now we go back to this rule of kol she'ena b'zachar zeh. Va'amai asks the Gemara 2 lines on top of Nun Aleph Amun Aleph Neima Kol She'ena B'zeachar Zeh Fil B'bas Achas Eino. Since the halacha is that you could only take off meiser, not take off more, and if you took off more after you had already taken off meiser, it would have no significance. It wouldn't be halachically binding. So then the halacha should be that once you take off too much B'bas Achas, it shouldn't even make the peiros mesukan. It shouldn't even be a valid hafrasha altogether. So that's the Gemara's kash on Rabba. Amalei, well, Rabba's got an answer for you. He's got an answer to Abai. Shani meiser di isa l'chatzoin. Meiser is different because it could be divided into halves. Di'i amar, because if he says, tiskadesh palga d'chitza, palga d'chitza is probably the correct gersa. A half of a grain I want to separate for meiser kacha. There would be meiser that would be chal on half of a grain. So too over here, that when he takes off too much Meiser, so then we look at each grain separately. And each grain separately, the halacha is that up until the 10th is a kedusha. So therefore, it's not comparable to a case in which you're going to say that kol she'eino b'zachar zeh. Because here, the first hafrasha is already a valid hafrasha up until that particular garin, that particular piece of grain. Asks the Gemara, v'arev ma'aser behema d'leka l'chatzayin, when it comes to ma'aser behema, you can't divide it in half. You can't divide the animal in half. V'leka b'zachar zeh, and you also can't do it zachar zeh. We know that the mitzvah of ma'aser behema is such that one takes a tenth of one's animals. You can't divide the animal in half, and in other words, you either take 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10. And the halach is that once you take, and you're only supposed to take 1 out of 10, of course. And if you take 2 out of 10, the second one is not binding. Ve'amar Rava, and Rava told us, Yatzu Shnayim Basiri, if 2 jump out as the 10th simultaneously. Ve'karen Asiri. Ve'achadasar Mu'uravim, you call both of them a 10th, and then therefore you have a 10th and 11th that are mixed up. So that's the halacha. You view it as asiri v'chase muravim zebzeh, and therefore you have to treat each animal b'chumra. But what do we say? That there's one that's a tenth and one that's 11th. You just don't know which one it is. Answers the Gemara, shani ma'aser behema is different to isei b'tois. Then when it comes to ma'aser behema, there's a concept of making a mistake, and that mistake being binding. This not. As we learned in a Mishnah, this appears in Bechoros. It's a Mishnah in Bechoros. Kara lechi asiri ulasiri chi. He got mixed up in the numbers. And in Ma'aser Behema, he called the 9th the 10th and the 10th the 9th. Ulachadasar asiri. And he called the 11th the 10th. Shloshtan mikudashin. The halacha is that all three of them are kadosh. The 10th, the real 10th, was called the 9th. So that's kadosh. The 11th was called the 10th, and that's Kaddush. And he called the 9th the 10th, so therefore that's Kaddush. So we see that a tos takes effect. So therefore, even though we have a rule of kol she'eino b'zachar zeh, which applies to ma'aser behema as well, however, b'bas achas, a tos can take a place. The halacha is that all three of them are Kaddush. So therefore we don't say, afilu b'bas achas, eino. And therefore it's not comparable, says Rabbah, to other cases. So Rabbah still defends our rule, kol she'eino b'zachar zeh, afilu b'bas achas, eino. Asks the Gemara, are taida delesa b'tos. But when it comes to a carbon toda, that you don't have the concept of tos. When you have lachme toda, the breads that come along with a carbon toda, and it also doesn't have a case of zachar zeh. In other words, you will only have the first one bichal, not the second. We learned toda shnishchetu al shmonim chalos. If a toda was slaughtered on 80 chalos. Now, the halacha is, when someone has been saved, a miracle has happened to them, so they bring a carbon toda, and with the carbon toda is brought 40 different chalos. 4 different minim, 10 different type. One of each type is given to the kohen. What happens if the toda was brought on 40 chalos instead, 80 chalos, excuse me, instead of 40? Toda shenishkatu al shmonim chalos. Chizkiya amar kochilu arba mitoch shmon. The opinion of Chizkiya is that you consecrate the 40 out of the 80. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kichula arboim mitoch shmonim. And Rabbi Yochanan says that there is no Kedusha on either of them. So what does it seem? It seems that Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya were already arguing about this rule. This rule of kol she'eino b'zachar zeh, afilu b'bas achas eino. Since you don't consecrate 80 chalos, you only consecrate 40, and it's eino b'zachar zeh, if you consecrate another 40 after the first 40 of the Toda, it's nothing. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that you don't have 40, while Chizkiya says you do have 40.
Says Gemara, no. Lavit mar lo amr b'shul man levi akol moidim. Kol hecha do amr la kodshi la arba mitoch shimonim kodshi. There isn't a machlokis between Chizkir and Rabbi Yochanan in a case of where he says, I want 40 out of the 80 to be kadosh. Then in such a case, first 40 are kadosh. If he says, lo yikidshu arboim elim kein kochi shmonim, that 40 of them are only going to be consecrated if all 80 are going to be consecrated lo kochi, then they're not kadosh. Lo nechleku, when did we have this machlokis between Chizkir and Rabbi Yochanan? Ela bistam, only if he didn't state what he wanted in regards to this 80. Mar sover la'achrayis kom mechavim. One man, the Omar, Chizkia, is of the opinion that he had kavana for the achrayus, the others, the other 40. Here, achrayus means responsibility. Rashi explains 10 lines from the bottom that he was using this as a backup, as an achrayus, as an insurance policy, that if the first 40 will become tame or lost, that this will take its place. So Marsav l'achrayus kamechavin. He just meant this as achrayus. Umarsav, and the other opinion holds, the carbon gadol kamechavin. He was intending for a large carbon. So now we've answered the question on Rabbah. According to those who say, L'karbin gadol kamechavin, if you say that's his kavana, everybody agrees to this rule of kol she'enu b'zeach ha'zeav fil b'bas achas eino. Hence, none of them are going to be kadosh. However, the opinion of Chizkiah that says kachul arba mitoch shmonim is going to be based on the idea that he was only mechavin for 40 altogether. Says the Gemara, V'rava lamale lishnuyay kiraba. Why did Rava suggest Rabba Svar of Kol She'enu B'zeach Hazeh for our Mishnah? Now here we segue to an important sugya. We have discussed this fascinating Shas sugya of Kol She'enu B'zeach Hazeh fil bas achas, and that is one explanation of Hamekadesh Isha Ubita. We decided, we're now reviewing the Gemara, to get away from the pasuk itself, Isha lachos lo sikach litzror, to say that the Mishnah means that you can't marry two arayos together simultaneously, because that's not the simple, that won't fit well into the psukim. So one suggestion is Rava suggesting Rabba's svara of kol she'enu b'zeach hazeh. Says the Gemara, V'rava lamele l'shnei k'rabba, tepikle kedushin she'em misurin l'biya ninhu. Why doesn't Rava give another explanation? As we're going to see shortly in our Gemara, Rava himself says that Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia Lo Havi Kedushin. That if you have a marriage that the halacha would not allow for Bia, then the Kedushin is not binding. So says the Gemara that there's no example that greater than a man marrying a woman and his daughter and her daughter simultaneously. So then in such a case, he can't be married to either of them. So it's Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia. Asks the Gemara, V'rava lama le'lishnu yikirava, tebi le'kedushin Shein Mesurin Labina ninu. Answers the Gemara, L'dvarav d'rami bar chama kamar. He was speaking according to Shita of Rami bar chama. We're going to see that Rami bar chama is in disagreement. Hence, Rami bar chama is going to give another teretz. Itmar, let's jump right into that sugya. Says the Gemara, let's analyze. Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia. Rashi says that the case that the Abaye and Rava were arguing about wasn't exactly the case of our Mishnah, but was the case in which a man marries one of two sisters, and he doesn't spell out which of those sisters he's married. Now, once he's married one of two sisters, and he doesn't spell out which of the two, so then he's usher to both of them. Because we don't know which is his wife and which is his sister-in-law. So, what would the halacha be if it's Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia? Does the Kedushin take effect? Now, obviously, he can't live with them according to everybody, because we don't know which is the wife and which is the sister-in-law. However, it would be halachically significant in terms of whether there's a get that needs to be given me suffik to both of them. Abaye Omer Havik Kedushin. Abaye says it is binding. Rav Omer Lo Havik Kedushin. Rava says it's not considered a Kedushin at all. In other words, any time the Kedushin cannot be actualized with Bia, then in such a case the Kedushin doesn't take effect at all, which of course would be an alternative explanation to our Mishnah of a Mekadish Isha Ubita, that it's not Mekudesh because it's not Mesurin Labia. Omar Rava Barahina Asbarali. It was explained to me and I understood something that I could bring a raya to this from the Torah. Based on what I understood from the Halacha, I now have Asvara, I, Ani Asbar, something that came to me that this could be understood from the Torah. Kikach Ishi Shavala, it says in the Torah, that when a man takes a woman and he has relations with her. Now, it would seem, argues Rabbi Barahina, that one is predicated on the other. When does the Kikha take effect? When you could have Bia. Kedushin, I'm Surah Bia, Avi Kedushin. Kedushin, Shein, Surah Bia, Lo Avi Kedushin. It would not be binding. Tonight, the Gemara continues 7 lines on Bam Nalfa Manalfa Mekadesh Isha Ubita. Oh, Isha Vachosa Kachas. If a man marries a woman and her daughter, and his her daughter, or a woman and her sister at once, Eina Mekudeshes. The Gemara analyzes, wait a second. At first glance, that works well with the rule of Kedusha Shem Mesirin Labia. However, if we go a step further, it's really contradicted. Ha'achas Mi Isha Ubita. But if he marries either a woman or her daughter, oh, me'isha vachosa, mikudeshes. If a man has already been married to a woman and marries her daughter, or a man is married to a woman and he marries his wife's sister, the kedushin is binding. Because the only time he said it's problematic is if it happens simultaneously with zachar zeh, it would seem that it would work. V'amai kedushin shem mesurin labia ninu. This is also a case of Kedushin Shem Mesurin Labia, because he could live with his wife, but he can't live with his wife's sister. And therefore, how could it be that the inference from our Mishnah is that if he marries his wife's sister, the Kedushin is binding? Tiyufta de Rava. It's a Kashan Rava. So Rava's going to reread the Mishnah. Amar lecha Rava, 4 lines to the bottom, and Aleph, Amar Aleph, Vilatamech. Says Rava, wait a second. You're reading the Mishnah entirely wrong. And I'll prove to you that you're reading the Mishnah wrong, because Eim HaSefet, let's take a look at the Sefet. Maisa Bechamesh Nashim, it's a case where he married 5 women. Uben Shtei Achayos, and there were 2 sisters. V'liket Echad, Kilkola Shaltein, and this we read in our Mishnah, V'shalahen, Haisav, Shoshviyas Haisav, V'amar Arei Kulcha Mekudeshes Nibil Kilkola Zu, he's Mekadesh with the dates. These women with the dates of Shvius, and there are 2 sisters that are of the 5 women. Va'amru chachamim ein achayos mekudashos. And the chachamim said the 2 sisters are not mekudashos. Now we'll infer. Who deina mekudashos? Hanuchrayos mekudashos. But all the other 3, the kedushin is valid. That's a simple pshat in the Mishnah. Analyzes the Gemara on the last line. Anun aleph amid aleph hechidami. What exactly is the case? Ilaim da'amar kulchem kni. If we're going to say, he says to all 5 of them, I'm being kona, all of you, it's like the case of Atov v'chamor. The case of Atov v'chamor is, if Reuven wants to do a kinyan with Shimon, and for some reason he adds a chamor into the kinyan, he says, you and the chamor are going to be kona. So the halachi is, Atov v'chamor lo kona. Shimon, who is a bar kinyan, is not going to be konim because he brought in a chamar that's not relevant to kinyanim. So too over here, when he says all 5 of you, now 2 out of the 5 are not shayich because they're sisters. And of course we learned the halacha is even in the maskana, then it's not binding to the sisters. So why don't we consider those 2 sisters as upending the kinyan like atav chamar, turning on to nun aleph amid beis, el lav da amar luhu achas mikem. He says that I want to be mekudeshes to 1 of you. Uktani ein achayos mikudeshes. Then in such a case, he's not married to the sisters. Now that, l'rava kasha, that will be a kasha, according to Rava. L'rava kasha resha, la'abaye kasha seifa. So let's review now the two kashas that we have. What we just read, before we get to the words of Rav Kasha, Reisha, the Abaye Kasha Seifa, this second statement seems to prove that Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Lebiya, the halacha is not a Kedushin, like Rava. And the reason that seems to point to Rava is because we said that since there's a Safek that maybe he married one of the sisters, he's not married to both of the sisters. So then, Abaye is difficult in the Seifa. On the other hand, Rava is difficult in the Reisha, like we pointed out, that Hamikadesh Isha Ubita seems to indicate only if he does it simultaneously. But if he's Mikadesh, he's Mikudeshes already to a woman, and then he marries his daughter, then the Kedushin will be valid, even though that's not Maser Lebiya. So again, Lerava Kasha Reisha, because it sounds like if you're married to a woman, then you marry a daughter, the Kedushin is binding. Yet the Seifa, La Abaye Kasha Seifa, because the Seifa says that he's not married to either of the sisters. Answers the Gemara, three lines on the top, and an alpha, and beza, abaye metaretz tamei, rava metaretz tamei. Each one's going to give an answer. Abaye metaretz tamei, hamikadesh isha ubita o isha vachosa kaachas einon mikudeshes. And we inferred, ha'achas me isha ubita, me isha vachosa mikudeshes. According to Abaye, we'll go with a diuk that will say that if he's already married to a woman and he marries daughter, it serves as a valid kedushin. Okay. V'im omar, Haru'uya Lebiya Tiskadeshli Eina Mikudeshes. But if he says, and this is how he's going to learn the Seifa, that if he says to two Krovos, whoever is Ra'ui Tabiya should be Mikudeshes to me, of the two of you, then the Kedushin is not valid. Why? Because he stipulated Haru'uya Lebiya. Umaisanami, and that's going to be the story according to Abaye. Bechamish Nashim, Ubench Techos, Lika Dechel Kilkol Shaltein, Va'amar, he added Haruya Lemechem Tiskadeshli. He said Haruya Lemechem Tiskadeshli. That's not Mefurish in our Mishnah, but that's how Abaye is Mokim. He said, only if you're raw, you're Mikudeshes. Va'amar Chacham, Enacha Yos Mikudeshes. And then the Chacham say, the sisters are not Mikudeshes. So that's how Abaye is going to answer, by going with the simple reading of the Reisha and Seifa, adding on words haruilchem mikem tiskadeshli. For Rav Mitaritz Lutame on the first wine, Hamikadesh achas meisha ubito achas meisha vachosa. If a man marries either the mother or the daughter, and he's married to one of them beforehand, oh achas meisha vachosa, nase kimi shekidesh isha ubito isha vachosa kachas hein mikudeshes. The Reisha will have to reread. The Reisha is not only talking about if you marry them simultaneously, but the halacha is that even if you're married to one of them, it's not going to be valid kedushin as if you marry them simultaneously. And then the Maisa is just going to back them up. Umaisa nami b'chamesh nashim b'hem shtei achayos v'likad echad kilkola shel te'enim v'amar rei kulchem v'achas mishtei achayos mikudeshes li bilkal kolazu v'amru chachonim ein achayos mikudeshes, because it's a Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Lebiya when he married two sisters. So now, we got to get into the nitty-gritty. How do we paskin? Who's right? La halacha, Abaye Rava. Toshma kumin erchvel, bring in araya. That was the expression that we learned when we were younger. Come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Later on Samach, Dalid Amid Beis, Hamikadesh Ez Bitoi. This is a Mishnah. If someone is Mikadesh, his daughter Stam, he says, I'm marrying off my daughter. Who's he talking about? Rashi adds that the husband says, I am marrying one of your daughters, and the father acquiesces. Which daughter is he talking about? Ena bogros b'klal. Number one, the ones who are over 12 and a half are not included. Habikaktanos b'klal. But the younger ones are included. Asks the Gemara about my Kedushin Shei Misurin Lebiya Ninu. But it's a Kedushin that you can't have Bia with because you don't know. He's got a few underage daughters. So you don't know which one of them he meant. If you don't know which one of the men he went, she can't live with either of them. So it's a Kedushin Shei Misurin Lebiya. Yet nevertheless, the Mishnah there seems to say that Kedushin is binding. V'tiyufta the Rav who says Kedushin Lein Misurin Lebiya Lo Yave Kedushin. Amelecha Rav, the Rav will answer, Achamai Skin Kishen Sham El Gdalu Ktano. There only was one Ktano, so therefore the Kedushin works. Ask the Gemara, Habaygrois Ktani. Doesn't it say that there were a few adult girls? So if there were a few adult girls, then it sounds like that there were both bogros and ktanos. If there were ktanos, then once again, we're talking about a case of kedushin shemesurin lebia. My bogros says, no. Bogros doesn't mean plural overage girls. Bogros the alma. It just means that they were some who were already in the category of bogros, of girls who are already independent. Asks Gemara, Iachi Maila Memra, if that would be so, then what is the chidush of the Mishnah altogether? Why would we think that the fellow who says that he's marrying a man's daughter, that he wouldn't be married to the ketana? Says Gemara, Hachma iskin de shavise shliach. We're talking about a case in where he sent a shliach. In other words, it's not that the chassan went himself, but he made a shliach. Mao the same kimikabel kedushe adaita didoka mikabel. I might think that when the father accepts the kedushin, he is accepting even for the bita hagdola. Here we're talking about, I might have misspoke earlier, that she made her father a shliach, the older daughter. So let's go back and read that in the Gemara. I think I said that the chassan made a shliach. So let's go back. Hachem ha'iskinan d'shavi say she made him a shliach. She made her father a shliach, and we're talking about the older one. So ma'u d'seima, I might have thought that when the father has this chassan come over to him, ki mekabel kedusha adaita didaka mekabel, he's being mekabel kedushin for his older daughter. Now, Kamash Malon, we say no, he's being mekabel for the younger daughter. Why? Because if he's mekabel for his older daughter, so then the halacha is that the money goes to her. However, if he's mekabel for his younger daughter, then the money goes to him. So even though his daughter said to him, Dad, do me a favor, marry me off, if he has money coming to him, and by marrying his younger daughter, he'll get the money. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is a totally different case. Delo Shavik Inish Midi, the Isleano Mine, a person is not going to let go aside something that he gets money for and marry his older daughter off. Asks the Gemara, but what about the following case? Milo Askin and Darmle Kiddushe Lididach. What happens if the daughter says, it's okay, you could keep the money? So then why would we say that he means to marry off the younger one, as the Mishnah there describes? Says Gemara, afilu achilo shavik inish mitzvah de rami aleha, fav mitzvah de lo rami aleha. It's a mitzvah for him to marry off his younger daughter as opposed to his older daughter. Hence, we will say that he was marrying off his younger daughter. Gemara tries another attempt in terms of the suya of Kedushin Shemesur and Labiyah. Tashma mishi yeshlo shtei kite banos mishtei nashim. He was married to two women, and he's got two groups of daughters from those two women. And one group is older than the other. Va'amar, and the fathers of the daughters said, Kidashti is biti hagdola. I married my older daughter off. Veini yodeya im hagdola shebigdolos. I don't know if it was the oldest girl from my first wife, from the older wife. Vim gdola shebigtanos. He's mesupik more. Im ktana shebigdolos, she gdola min hagdolos. And he also doesn't know, vim gdola shebigtanos. Is it the oldest one of the younger group? In other words, of the second wife, im ktana shebigdolos, or the youngest one of the oldest group. So he's really, really confused. Why would then she be called the gdola if she's a ktana shebigdolos? She gdola min hagdola shebigtanos. The youngest one of the first group is older than the oldest of the second group. Kulon asuros, everybody's asur chutz miktanos shebiktanos, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says everybody's asur because he might have married any one of them off except for the youngest of the youngest, because that clearly cannot be one who we married off. Now, what do we see? You have one big suffix, and that's a kedushin shemesur and l'rabia. That's divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says the ktanos shebiktanos are not married, but everything else is. So what do you see? That a kedushin shemesur and l'rabia, the husband can't marry any of them. There's one big suffix over here. Nevertheless, the Kedushin is valid, that kulan asuras. Says the Gemara, hachamai skinun kishahukru l'besof nis'arvu. No. It was a particular case. They once knew who the girl was, and then she got mixed up. But, and then, everybody's going to be asur. Now, as we saw her, and his daughters tend to look alike, and then they get mixed up. Dekanami diktani eini yodeya. He says, I don't know, I'm confused. V'loktani ein yodua. It's not that it was never known. If it was never known, then it's kedusha shem misirin l'biya. So then, in such a case, halacha would be that it's not a valid kedusha according to Rava. However, over here, it was known, and it's just a taruvas. It's mixed up. Shmamina. Asks the Gemara, yi hachi maila memra. If that's what we're talking about, we're not talking about a case of where it's simply kedusha shem misirin l'biya, but the kala gets mixed up. So then, what's the chiddush? That's pashut that everybody's going to be osur. That's a regular case of taruvus. Says the Gemara, lafukim de Rabbi Yossi. There's interesting sheet of Rabbi Yossi. The Amar lo machis inish nafse l'sveika. That a person would not put himself into a safek. Rabbi Yossi's shita is in that sugya over there. Nedarim samach aleph, that case of Misha Yishlo Shtei Kitei Banos, that says a person would never say the oldest unless he meant the oldest. In other words, he's got two groups of daughters ranging from age 10 to 20. When he means the oldest, he means the oldest. Not the 18-year-old, not the 15-year-old, the oldest of the youngest of the oldest. No. He means the oldest, says Rabbi Yossi. Lo machis inish l'sveika. A person wouldn't play games without meaning oldest mamish. Kamash malah, and that's what we're precluding. Demachis inish nafshe l'sveika. And if they get mixed up, if the kala gets mixed up afterwards, where it was once a kedusha misurin labia, then everybody is going to be asur. But otherwise, everyone is not. We're going to stop our daf over here. Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to do a full daf. Let's review. We had a case of Mekadesh Isha Ubita, that the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. And we have 1, 2, 3 attempts of explanations on our daf of why a person who's Mekadesh, both a woman and her daughter simultaneously, the Kedushin is not valid. The first attempt was from the Pasuk, Yishalachos Leisikach Letzrar, on the bottom of Nun Amabez, but the Gemara quickly rejected that because it didn't fit back into the wording of the Pasuk. Then Rava suggests, according to Rabba, a fascinating idea, Kol She'eno B'Zachar Zeh Afilu Bas Achas Eino, which applies in many places in Shas that the Gemara gave examples to, and the Gemara suggests that over here as well, since you cannot marry the daughter afterwards, so then it doesn't work, the Bas Achas as well. That's what Rava suggests according to Rabba, according to the opinion of Rami Bar Chama. Ultimately, the Gemara points out that the real opinion of Rava is his classic Machloikis with Abaye, which we're still struggling with, and we haven't proven who's correct, La Halacha. And that is, what if you have a Kedushin, She'ein Masurin Labia? Hint, hint, we're going to pass like Abaye, not according to Rava, but the most of today's daf, we were just struggling with who is right, Abaye or Rava. The class case of Kedushin Shei Masurin Labia is if a man is married to a woman and there are two sisters and you don't know which of the sisters he married, so now is that Kedushin binding or not? Abaye says yes, Rava says no. The suggestion is that in a case in which a man is marrying a mother and a daughter simultaneously, it's not Kedushin Shei Masurin Labia. The Gemara then points out that it would seem that the reisha of the Mishnah seems to indicate that the problem of the Kedushin and being binding is only if he did it simultaneously. But if he's married to a woman and then he marries a daughter, then the Kedushin would be binding. That would be a simple reading of the Mishnah. And the Gemara then rereads the Mishnah entirely, both according to Abaye and according to Rava, so each one of them could fit both according to reisha and the Sefer. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Aleph in Maseches Kedushin.